this is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com. We're here checking out Warren Haynes' government mule rig in Iowa City. I'm here with Brian Farmer, Warren's Tech, and we're going to start looking at the amps. He's got a really pretty sweet setup here. Let's start with Paul Reed Smith.
Well, depending on what songs we use, is depending on what amps we're going to use. You'll notice I have a Soldano and the Paul Reed Smith. This is a Super Dallas. This is the prototype. It's actually a reverse engineered Paul Reed Smith head that's based on the Marshall Plexi, that 68 Plexi that belonged to Eric Johnson. So depending on what songs Warren's going to play, we'll go with either this amp or this amp. I do have an amp switcher. From time to time, we'll switch back and forth, but I'll use the PRS for some stuff, going through a Marshall 412 with vintage 30s. It's a 4-ohm cabinet. It's a great amp, and underneath it I've got his main Soldano. We use it a lot with the Allman Brothers, use it all the time here as well. And that Soldano will go into this as well. Once again, 4-ohm cabinet. Now over here, we walk into this Diaz, which is a CD100. Cesar Diaz has been gone. He died a few years ago. He built this one back in 93 or 94. This is in every single thing Warren does, this amp always goes. That's into a Marshall 412. This has got these very strange 65-watt Celestion speakers in it. And no, they're not modern lead 70s. These are 65-watt Celestion speakers because this amp has got four 6550 power tubes in it and 200-watt output transformers in series. So basically, you've got about 135 to 140-watt amp going into here. And we run it hot and heavy, as you can see. And this one goes to 12. So, don't want to talk about 11, let's talk about 12.
What are you making the cabs with?
We use a Shure KSM 32s on the tops and on the bottoms. Right now he's changed over. Now you're asking me about that. Sennheisers, I believe. I'd have to ask the other guys. Normally we put SM 56s down there. We're outdoors, so Ed wants to put some different things on it.
Cool, and we want to check out the couple effects we've got in here.
So this is a custom audio switcher. Of course, we love using the Korg, the old DTR-1 tuners, Chandler SDE-2, digital delay, which sounds very analog. And the top of this, there is, now that it's getting caught on me, there's a Texas Ranger up top here. He likes to run the Firebirds. This will boost the Firebirds up so that they're running about the same level or a little bit more than a Les Paul. And then below it, the Klon Centaur. An Emma discombobulator, which is like an envelope filter, an envelope follower. A Boss OC2. You can't really see it, but behind there is a Hughes & Kettner Rotosphere. Okay, below that, we use a Super Trim, which, you know, that's a two-speed tremolo unit. It's made by Custom Audio Electronics. And then we've got all, you know, going to each amp. That's the channel switcher for the Soldano. I've got the wah-wah coming in and out of here. I've got to send to the drummer. I've got to send to the bass player, Jorgen, that's the input. Below that's the custom audio amp switcher. And then down here is what I like to call the motherboard, if you want to call it. So that's your custom audio switcher, the speed and breaker for the Rotosphere. That's a standard crybaby wah-wah pedal. That's what he loves. And we run 20 foot of cable out and 20 foot back to get rid of some high end. And then this silver box here, that's the mid-range boost for the Diaz. That's a standard, you know, volume pedal, Ernie Ball volume pedal. And that's the bass cut for the Diaz head. And then he likes to have a tuner down front. We really like the Planet Waves pedal tuners. He does all the switching himself, all his effects on and off himself. I do very little. Sometimes I'll change settings on effects or on amplifiers. Just, you know, we kind of have little hand signals that neither one of us know what they mean, but we kind of pretend we do.
So effects-wise and amps, how does this differ from the Allman Brothers rig?
With the Allman Brothers, occasionally there's like three songs we use a wah-wah on. I never put a wah-wah pedal out for the Allmans unless those songs are in the set. The only other effect he uses is I've got a Boss DD2, an old Boss delay pedal with tap function. We'll use that for some things like Melissa, stuff like that, but mainly it's an amp switcher and a guitar. Les Paul, if he wants a different sound, he'll either go to the Diaz and then back to the PRS, you know, just flipping back and forth. Very few effects at all. Here, you notice there's a lot of effects, and he kicks them in and out. It's never the same night after night.
I've noticed you guys have some Category 5 amps over here. What are these used for?
These are cross-stage amps. This is for Jorgen, our bass player. He wants to hear, no matter what Warren's playing, whether it's the Diaz, the PRS, or the Soldano, there's a send from the switcher over here so he can hear the effects and hear Warren playing. And it's a Category 5 Andrew. It's like a souped-up, hot-rodded super twin, I would say. Twin reverb, really. It's a lot better, in my opinion. And that way he can hear what he wants to hear as far as what Warren's doing. And also we have a Tempest. It's Category 5 twin type amplifier on Matt Apps, the drummer. So they can both control the tone and both control the level they get, and it's not coming through a monitor and bother. They get the sound of a real guitar amp.
All right, so let's take a look at the guitars Warren's using then.
Okay, and normally what we carry these two vaults. There's seven guitars in each vault, so we use a minimum of 14 to show. And for me to keep up with all of them, I have a tendency of labeling them. So like this is a Les Paul that's based on the Warren Haynes model. It's a Les Paul with P90s. So I put it here, and for me to say this is Warren's number one or number two just got so weird for me. So I just started going, this is Chester and this is Lester. Chester's the one we use the most. It is a Warren Haynes model. You'll notice I put a Chet Atkins truss rod cover on it. That's why I call it Chester. So this is the Les Paul inspired by Warren Haynes. It's pretty much the number one guitar we're using right now. The one with P90s, the Les Paul P90s, basically is based on this guitar. It just has P90s in it. So what I've got is basically the two main guitars, Chester and Lester. Use the Firebirds in E-flat. We have a tendency of calling this one Mo Lester. Warren doesn't name these, I do. So you have Mo Lester and Paul E. Lester. This is the first non-reverse Firebird he got 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, I suppose. We used to use all reverse Firebirds, and he tends to like these. I haven't named this one yet. I'm still working on a name for that one. That's a dark blue. This one's a cool one. Call it Paul E. Lester, or polyester. It's got three P90s. These are 11 to 50 on the strings. This is 10 to 46, just like the Les Pauls are. All three of them are tuned to E flat. About the only SG we use all the time, and this one's in an open C tuning. That's why I call it the crazy tuning, if you'll see that. And yes, it is dirty. And it's a Gordy Johnson model SG with P94s in it. And he uses that for Brighter Days. He uses it for Like Flies. And it's in unison C, C, G, C, G, C. And that's a 14 to a 58. And the other Les Paul's crazy tuning I like to have. That's an 11 to 58 set. It's a step down D, A, F, and then C, G, C are the bottom strings. That's the Wandering Child guitar. It's a 58 Les Paul. That's actually probably the most beautiful Les Paul I think he owns. And that one's got a beautiful top on it. And it's 11 to 58s as well. So Lemon Drops the color. And it's ECG, CGC. And he plays this one on Wandering Child. So that's a really nice guitar. It's a 58 reissue. His oldest Les Paul that we have on the road is the Drop D, which is just a standard Drop D guitar, but it's a beautiful one as well. These preamp switches on all of those. And this is a nickel rocker set. The other ones are all burnished nickels. And this is 10 to 54. And it's standard with the bottom string tuned down to D. And then a pair of 335s, which his main guitar for recording is a 1961 335. Sorry, a 1961 335. Little, we call that one Big Red. I would never put a name on Big Red because it's vintage and worth some money. Big Red stays at home. We take it to the studio all the time. We use it with the dad. It's what we call the New York guitar. So this is a copy of that guitar. I call it Little Red. Also, we have this blonde guitar, Blondie. This is the main guitar we use on the road. And it's just a gorgeous back, gorgeous top. Burst Bucker pickups, a one and a two. It's just a great little guitar. Big fat neck, it's a 59 reissue. You can see the back on it. It's just a wonderfully gorgeous guitar. Use this a lot with the Allman Brothers as well. And then, of course, we have the 12 string, which now has a broken string on it that I have to mess with. But this is one of two Les Paul 12 strings. There's only two of these in the world. Now this has got a coil tap switch. That's not a preamp. So that taps it to single coils and Warren plays it in a drop D tuning. So it's 10 to 46. One of two in the world. And that's the end of my world, I think. And there's,
all right.
This is where I live. It is a mess and we love it that way.
Cool, and are there any preferred strings that Warren uses?
Definitely, you know, we're big GHS guys. Most of the guitars are strung with burnished nickels. I use 10s and 11s. For most of Danny Lewis's, they're 10 to 48s. I like using these Boomers, the Dave Gilmore series. You know, we have all kinds of GHS is what we love. For the low tune stuff, I use those. And then there's the 12 string sets are Boomers as well. So we love GHS strings, GHS products, Planet Waves cables, it's all good.
Cool. All right, well thank you very much for taking some time to walk us through the whole rig.
I hope you had a good time.
I did, thank you very much. Have a good show.
All right, thanks, see you guys
later. This is Rebecca Dirks with PremierGuitar.com.